主啊，我们感谢你，因为你实在是满有恩惠和怜悯。
Lord, we thank thee because you are filled with grace and mercy.
你照着你的信实选召了我们。
That you have chosen us according to thy faithfulness.
也照着你自己的定义引领我们在地上走过许多的路程。
And you also lead us according to thy will through the many paths on earth.
在你手中所做的都是为了要把我们带回你那永远的目的。
And all the hand of thy work is to lead us back to thy eternal purpose.
我们是什么样的人，你竟然如此的眷顾着我们。
What are we that you should care for us?
我们向你低头敬拜，因为实在是用恩典来呼召我们，也在恩典里面造就了我们。
We have to bow our head and worship you because you have indeed called us in thy grace and you have also established us in thy grace.
也用着恩典扶持我们。
You have also support us with thy grace.
要把你心里面所要做成的事情没有一样漏掉的不做在我们身上
and all the work that you will accomplish in your heart you did not withhold anything that would not be done upon us
主我们感谢你
Lord we thank thee
因为你是越过我们所配得的来显明你的作为
because you manifest your work surpassing what we are worthy of
你也保守我们在你自己的眷顾的地上
and you also keep us in thy care
仇敌的工作虽然是厉害
And though the work of the enemy is great,
但他不能胜过你
but he cannot overcome you.
也没有办法胜过我们
And he has no way to overcome us.
因为你把我们放在你里面
Because you have placed us in you.
你做了我们的保护
And you have become our protection.
你也做了我们的拯救
And you have become our deliverance.
你更做了我们的得胜
And you have also become our victory.
我们要称颂我们的主
We have to praise our Lord.
晚上我们再次聚集在这里读你自己的话
As we gather again together here to read thy word
求你把赐恩智慧和启示的灵更多的赏赐给我们
May you grant us even more of the spirit of wisdom and revelation
叫我们能看透也看穿仇敌一切的诡计
So that we're able to see through and see thoroughly all the scheming of the enemy
保守我们的眼目不偏离你的宝座
Keep and fix our sight upon thy throne
吸引我们定睛在你的身上
Compel us to fix our sight upon you
主啊我们感谢你
Lord we thank thee
因为你救我们就救到底
Because you save us to the end
你叫我们在你的拯救的底下给带到完全
And that you will bring us into perfection in thy salvation
但愿我们的主用着你全能的膀臂
Lord use thy mighty arm
叫我们在一切在艰困的里边，里面外面都蒙保守。
So that we will be kept in all difficulty from within and without.
谢谢我们的主。
We thank thee, Lord.
带领我们去认识你心中要向我们说的话。
Lead us to understand the words you want to speak to us from your heart.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and thank in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. 我们今天看的十三章。启示录
Tonight we'll read Revelation chapter 13.
上礼拜我们用了一次的时间看敌基督
Last time we used one session to look at the Antichrist.
我们感谢神
We thank God.
他把敌基督的形象和他的作为给我们解开
He opens up to us the appearance and the work of the Antichrist
让我们在碰到这些事情的时候我们里面知道它的源头是在哪里
So that when we do encounter these things we know where the origin is
一切不把我们领到主自己的面前的那个源头都不是出于基督
and everything that does not lead us to the source of God being the origin that is not from Christ
因为他既然称为敌基督
because since he is called the Antichrist
那他外面看来就很像基督
so externally he seems to be very much like Christ
说话也像基督
so he speaks like Christ
动作也像基督
his actions would be like Christ
连外貌也有点像基督
and even his appearance do appear somewhat like Christ
但是这一切的外面的假装都没有作用
but all this facade is useless
因为他源头不是出于神。
Because his origin is not from God.
他也就不可能把人带不到神的面前。
Therefore, he is not able to lead man to God.
一切不把人带到神面前去的。
And all that does not lead to God's presence.
我们不能很坦然地说，那是出于敌基督的。
With confidence, we can say that is from the Antichrist.
啊。提到敌基督的工作。
And when we mention about the work of the Antichrist,
十三章的这一段话。
In this passage here in chapter 13,
重点是放在大灾难的时期的里头。
The emphasis is placed during the time period of the Great Tribulation.
就是那一灾、二灾、半灾。
That is that time, time and time and a half.
或者说是四十二个月。
Or that 42 months.
或者说是一千二百六十天。
Or that 1260 days.
而这三个说法都是同一件事。
And so these three are referring to the same time period.
那敌基督的那个很基本的那个工作和很明显的工作是在这一段时间里。
And so the very basic work of the very apparent work of the Antichrist is during that time period.
因为这一个时候地已经成了撒旦的最后的根据地。
Because the land, the earth, has become the last headquarter of Satan during that period.
从那时候开始，天上再没有撒旦的地位。
And from that time, there is no longer any place for Satan in heaven.
所以他到地上来的时候，地就成了他最后挣扎的地方。
And so when he did cast down on earth, the earth has become his last place of struggle.
所以这42个月里，他是很凶的。
And so in those 42 months, he is very fierce.
但是我们也要注意一件事。
But we also need to pay attention to one thing.
在13章说到敌基督的时候。
In chapter 13, when he talks about the Antichrist.
我们必须要看准。
We have to see accurately.
13章里边主要的说出在那四十二个月里边，敌基督怎么活动
？It mainly tells us that during those 42 months, how does Antichrist act?
但是十三章这里也同时给我们指出一个很严肃的问题。
But also here in chapter 13, it also points out to us a very serious matter.
那是说到敌基督的活动，不是只有在这四十二个月里边。
And that tells us that the activity of the Antichrist is not only limited to these 42 weeks.
所以这里没有明显的从正面来说这件事。
And though it did not tell us from the very positive, active angle of that matter.
但弟兄姊妹们，从第八节里头，你看到一个事实。
But from verse 8, you can see one fact.
凡住在地上的，名字从创世以来没有记载被杀死羔羊。生命车上的人都要拜他。
And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
那如你看到这个事实的时候
，And when you see that fact，
你就看到这个事实是超越过那四十二个月的。
Then you realize that this fact surpasses that 42-month period.
四十二个月是他。是他活动的最末后的那四十二个月。
And that 42 months is only but the last 42 months of his activity.
在这四十二个月以前。
But before these 42 months,
他老早就在哪里活动了。
Long ago, he was active.
虽然他没有自己出面。
And though he himself was not present.
那个段时间里边出面的是他的手下。
And during those times, who appeared were his followers.
但是我们要注意到。他 的活动或者说出于他的活动是从创世以来就已经显明了。
But we have to pay attention that his activity or those activities from him has been manifested before the foundation of the world.
弟兄姊妹们记得在约翰一书第二章的里头。
And so brothers and sisters, if you remember in 1 John chapter 2,
约翰很明确地对神的儿女说
John clearly says to the children of God,
你们听见那敌基督的要来。
You have heard that the Antichrist will come.
他们已经来了。
They are already here.
那约翰在那里就说出。
And so John there says,
敌基督是要来。
The Antichrist will come.
但是敌基督还没有亲身显现以前。
But before the Antichrist himself appear,
那些属敌基督的老早就已经在世上。
Those of him have been present long ago.
那里的话和这里所说的那个事实正好互相在这里印证。
And so those words and what is written here echo each other.
也就是说从创世以来。
So that is to say from the foundation of the world.
敌基督就不住的在那里对付神的。所拣选的人，或者说是爱慕要活在神面前的人。
The Antichrist has continually dealt with those who love God or those who desire to dwell in Him.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神的保守。
The keeping of God.
叫许许多多属神的人。
Has caused many who belong to God.
他们的名字是记在羔羊的生命册上的。
That their names are recorded.In the book of life of the Lamb,
都不拜他,
and they do not worship him,
都不跟随他,
they do not follow him,
都不以他为追求,
they do not pursue,
自拜的目标,
they do not pursue after him to serve him and worship him as their goal. We thank God.
当然在那一种光景的底下, 圣徒们的日子是不好过。
Of course, in that condition, the saints' days would not pass easily.
但神的灵在这里说了一个很有安慰的话。
But the Spirit of God has given us very comforting words here.
让圣徒们看见, 虽然敌基督的活动很厉害,
it allows for the saints of God to see that though his activity is great,
但是神的追讨绝不因为眼见里面他们的势力是这样的扩张而不能出现。
But the chastening of God would appear even though their activity is so broadened and fierce.
神的灵很清楚地说,
and the Spirit of God clearly says,
神的追讨一定要来,
the chastening of God will come.
凡掳掠人的必被掳掠,
he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity.
用刀杀人的必被刀杀,
he that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword.
指出圣徒们看见神的信实,
it shows us that the saints see the faithfulness of God.
圣徒们在神面前就有足够的信心站立来拒绝敌基督一切的活动。
So then the saints will have sufficient faith to stand firm and reject and oppose all the activity of the Antichrist.
那我们今天晚上看另外的一个事实。
And so tonight we'll look into another fact.
十三章说两只兽。
Because in chapter 13 it tells us of two beasts.
一只兽是从海中上来的。
One came out of the sea.
这是敌基督。
And that is the Antichrist.
另一只兽呢?
And the other beast,
它是从地中出来的。
Came out of the earth.
那第二只兽。
And so the second beast,
我们已经提过这个是假先知。
And we have made mention already previously that this is the false prophet.
十三章下半一直就是在讲假先知。
And so the second half of chapter 13 tells us of this false prophet.
那么圣灵把假先知的面貌在这一段话的里头向我们解开。
And so the Holy Spirit opens up the appearance of the false prophet to us here.
这一个解开对我们来说是非常非常的有意思的。
And this revelation to us is extremely very meaningful.
因为弟兄姊妹们一听到假先知这几个这个名字，
So brothers and sisters, when you hear this term, the false prophet,
那你就领会到这是关乎宗教方面的内容。
And so then you realize this has to do with the content of religion.
我们看十三章的里边，
When we look into chapter 13,
这两只兽是从不同的地方出来，
that these beasts came from two different places.
但是他们出来以后就连接在一起。
But after they appear, they unite together.
我们先把那个大概的情形提一提。
Let us first just give a general overview of that matter.
在十三章的里边，
In chapter 13,
我们看到，
We can see,
龙把他的权柄给了敌基督。
That the dragon has given his authority to the Antichrist.
也扶持建立这个敌基督。
And also supports and establishes this Antichrist.
等到 到这个假先知出来的时候
And now until the false prophet appears
假先知所做的一些的事情都是在那里维护着敌基督
That all the work of the false prophet is there to protect the Antichrist
那他这样维护敌基督呢
And so in his doing of protecting the Antichrist
用我们的日常的话来讲
To use our casual terms
那就是政治和宗教的结合
And that is the union of religion and politics
那等到最后的一段日子
And so in the last days
也就是在大灾难的这一个段日子的里头
And that is in the period of the great tribulation
在地上人所接触的那个环境
All the environment that man will encounter has never been such a condition in man's history
就是政治和宗教连接到一个地步几乎可以说是天衣无缝的
and that is the religion and the politics has united to such a degree that it seems like the perfect match
那龙撒旦一面把权柄给了敌基督
and so Satan the dragon on the one hand gives his authority to the Antichrist
而假先知呢也在各方面来做一些事情
and the false prophet on the other hand does some work
所做的一切事情都是在那里高举敌基督
and all the work that he does is there to exalt the Antichrist
但是很明显的你看到一件事
but very clearly you can see
那是政治的力量和宗教的组织完全连接起来
That is the power of the politics and the organization of religion has been united.
虽然在过去的属灵的历史上
Though in past spiritual history
以色列人的历史也好
Whether in the Israelites' history
教会的历史也好
Or church history
都曾经出现过政治和宗教聊在一起
Has previously appeared that both religion and politics being united
但是跟大灾难期间的那一种结合那就根本不能比较
but you cannot compare those even to the condition that will appear of that during the great tribulation
因为到了那一段的日子
because during those days
如果从那个环境来说那是全地
if you look at the environment that is the entire land
从内容来说是非常明显的敌基督给高举这个成为题目
and from the content itself you can very clearly see the theme would be to exalt this antichrist
在这样的一种的情形的底下
and so under that condition
人如果不跟随敌基督
if man does not follow the antichrist
你就没有办法能活下去
and there's no way for you to live on
你若是要跟随敌基督的话
if you're to follow the Antichrist
那他这个人属灵的前途也就完了
then that means that person's spiritual future has end
所以在那一段日子的里面那些拣选神的人是非常非常的不容易经过
and so in those days for those who choose God would not be able to live very easily
但是感谢神
but we thank God
十二章末了的时候已经给我们看到了
at the end of chapter 12 it already showed us
神有格外的保守在那里
that God will have his special care there
神不允许仇敌的权势去吞灭
That God does not allow for the authority of the enemy to swallow those who belong to him.
我们是在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
因为在这里给我们看到所有的对付神儿女、对付拣选神的人的那些事物，都是经过神的手允许的。
We're able to see here that all those things that will deal against those who choose God have gone through the permittance of God
如果是经过神的手所允许的才显明在这些人的身上
if it first has to be allowed from God before it befalls these people
神也就显明他格外的保护在他们的身上
and God will manifest his special protection upon them
那十三章的末了
and so at the end of chapter 13
我们看到假先知的一个很 觉的一个手方法。
We can see a way which the false prophet acts without any mercy.
他要所有的人都接受他的印记。
He wants everyone to receive his mark.
如果你没有这个印记，
and if you do not have the seal,
你就不能买。
You cannot buy.
你也不能卖。
You cannot sell.
不能买。
If you cannot buy,
不能卖。
You cannot sell.
笼统的来说，
in general,
就是不叫你活。
That means you cannot live.
没有了买卖
without trade,
你就活不下去。
You cannot live on.
你有钱
you have money,
但是你要买米
but if you want to buy rice,
但是因为你没有那个印
but because you do not have the mark,
你没有那个证明
you do not have that proof,
你就买不到米
you cannot buy food,
买什么你都买不到
you cannot buy anything.
你说我自己生产。
You say I can produce it myself.
当然我们可以自己生产一些。
Of course we can do that.
但是你却不能生产那你生活上面的全部的需要。
But you cannot produce all the things you need for your living.
那个结果呢？
And so then the result?
你还是没办法活下去。
You still cannot live on.
很简单。
So very simple.
你什么都有
you have everything
你就是没有盐
but you do not have salt
你需要买盐
so you need to buy salt
但你买不到
you cannot buy it
缺了盐
if you lack salt
人要活下去也实在是一个很大的难处
it would be very difficult for a man to live on
好我们大体先看到了这样的一些以后
and so in general we can see this condition
那我们就回到圣经的本文里面去看假先
Then we return to the actual passage to look at the appearance of the false prophet.
弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
这个称为叫做假先知的这一个。
This one who is the false prophet.
他是从地中上来的。
He came out of the earth.
换一句话说。
In other words,
他是完全是属地的。
He is completely of the land.
上面的那个兽是从海中上来的
and the previous beast came out of the sea
因为海是撒旦的巢穴
because the sea is the nest of Satan
是那个敌基督就是从撒旦的巢穴里边出来
and so the Antichrist came from the nest of Satan
但这个兽呢
but this beast
他老早就在地里
he was on earth long ago
因为自从人堕落了以后这个地就落到撒旦的手里
Because ever since man fell, this land belonged to the power of Satan.
那所以这个敌基的假先知呢，他是从地里面出来。
And so this false prophet came out of the earth.
那这也回应了我们所注意到的圣经里头他提给我们明白的假先知在历史历代以来都是。
And so that also resounds to the scripture where it tells us that all the prophets are always always at work throughout the generation. Because originally they are of the earth. And so he came out of the earth. So let us first pay attention to his appearance. It says he had two horns like a lamb.
那弟兄姊妹们
Now brothers and sisters
你注意了
Pay attention
他好像羊羔
Like a lamb
也就是说
That's also
he 你如果从外面去看他
If you look at externally
他好像很正常
He seems very normal
因为他不像头一个兽
Because it does not look like the first beast
头一个兽是很古怪
The first beast is very strange
一个头十个脚
There are seven heads and ten horns
你看上去就觉得这个很古里古怪
And so when you see it, it's very, very strange
但这个假先知摆出来的
But here, when the false prophet appears
看上去很正常
You see it's very normal
它只有两个脚
There are only two horns
你再看一下呢
And then if you see it
它像羊羔
He looks like a lamb
那当然这个是文字上是这样表达。
Of course, this is expressed to us in word.
但是我们从圣灵的那个启示的里边去留意呢。
But if we pay attention from the revelation of the Holy Spirit,
乃是说出。
That is also to say.
他外面是装作与神的羔羊非常非常的接近。
it has an appearance that's very, very close to the Lamb of God. Because this is the concept it gives to man. Look at the false prophet. What it says is what the word of God is. But yet, somehow, it just changes the word of God a little bit.
我们不留心的话, 那还以为他在讲神的话,
if we do not be careful, we seem like it is speaking the word of God.
但是他说出来的时候,
but when it is spoken,
它这个内容就有点改变了,
the substance is changed.
比方在我们现在已经看见过的,
for example, something we have seen already,
那是不信派的人,
the unbelieving sect,
他们说, 神的儿子的救赎, 是借着死而复活来做成的,
they say that the salvation of the Son of God is accomplished by being dead and risen again.
用什么如果你听见一句话,
brothers and sisters, if you listen to those words,
绝对没有可怀疑的地方,
there's nothing that you can doubt.
的确我们的主是经过死,
indeed our Lord hath experienced death and he was risen from the dead.
然后接着从死里复活,
and so from being raised from the dead he accomplished salvation.
他们说这些话的时候,
and so when they say these words they say it publicly. But if you say some more with them,
你就发觉,
then you discover
他这样的话的里头是有一些话,
within these words there are other words,
这个话是隐藏在哪里的,
and those words are hidden in those words.
你说复活, 他也说是, 神儿子复活,
you talk about resurrection, yes, they say the Son of God did rise.
但是我们所认为的复活和他所 说出了复活根本就是两件事,
but our resurrection and what they consider resurrection is completely different.
我们说我们的主从死里复活, 那是实际的, 他的身体经历死亡, 然后就是那一个经历死亡的身体,
we say that our Lord was raised from the dead is that in his body he died and he experienced death and in the body he was risen from the dead. But their speaking of resurrection, yes, the Lord Jesus has died, but yes, though he is dead, he is living.
为什么虽死犹生呢?
And why is he seemingly dead but still living?
因为他的道德, 他的主张, 他的精神,
because his spirit, his morality, his teachings did not die.
他的理想,
his ideals did not die.
所以他人虽然是死了,
and so he is dead in the body, but yet all that he has left behind is still living in the hearts of men. And so that is the resurrection
they're
speaking of. And so if you look at it from their perspective of resurrection, you do not see any difference. But when you speak into it, then very clearly you can see that they do not accept the matter of being risen from the dead in the body. Their resurrection only speaks of the effects of the character of the Lord, and all the effects that's left behind by his good morals, and that effects left by his ideals. And so brothers and sisters, we look at it from that view, then you understand what it means here to have two horns like a lamb.
那也就是说从外面来看, 他很像，很像，就是神的儿子。
That means externally from without, he seems very, very much like the Son of God.
但是底下的那一句话就把他的原型完全暴露出来。
But later it exposes to us completely how his form is.
他不说话还好。
If he did not speak, it would be fine.
他一说话就原形毕露了。
But when he does, then he exposes his original form.
因为他说话像龙。
Because when he speaks as a dragon.
啊，他不说话。
If he did not speak,
你不知道他是谁。
You do not know who he is.
他一说话。
But when he speaks,
你就知道他是谁。
Then you know who he is.
那弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这个是一个很严肃的事情。
That's a very serious matter.
他说话像龙。
He speaks as the dragon.
也只有我们这些在神的面前常常给神的话语照透的人，才能体会到。
Now it is only for us who have been in the presence of God, hearing His words, would be able to realize His deceit.
如果不是常常在神话语的光中来行走的。
Now if those who does not walk often in the midst of the light of the word of God,
这一个假先知说了话，
then when this false prophet has spoken,
你就觉得，哎呀，他说的真好。
Then you discover what he has spoken is very good.
他说的真对。
It is very correct.
弟兄姊妹们，这是个非常严肃的事。
Brothers and sisters, that's a very serious matter.
因为假先知的那个做工的目的。
Because the purpose of the false prophet.
乃是要把人带到一个地步离弃神。
It is to lead man to a situation that he will leave God.
啊，他说话如果一下就给我们认出来的。
Now, if his spoken word would let us.Through immediately,
那他也就不叫假先知。
Then he will not be called a false prophet.
他能叫做假先知。
Now he is the false prophet.
他就有那个本领。
He has that ability.
把人骗了。
To deceive men.
人还不知道。
And yet man is unknowing.
所以我们记得我们的主在福音书上面跟门徒说话的时候所说到的。
Brothers and sisters, we remember what our Lord said in the gospel to the disciples.
将来有假先知兴起来。
There will be false prophets risen amongst you.
他们会行许多的神迹奇事。
And they're able to form many miracles and special wonders.
他们也会讲很多好听的话。
And they will speak much good words.
但是我们的主在那里说了。一句话很有意思。
But our Lord spoke some words very meaningful there.
他说倘若能行啊。
If it's able.
连选民也就给迷惑了。
They would even deceive the chosen.
我们看看这个话。
Now let us look at those words so that we have a deeper impression. That's in Matthew 24.
那里怎么说呢？
What does it say there?
从二十三节开始。
Starting from verse 23.
那时若有人对你们说，基督在这里，或说基督在那里，你们不要信，因为假基督、假先知将要起来，显大神迹、大奇事。倘若能行，连选民也就迷惑了。
Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not, for there also arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the elect.
看啊，我预先告诉你们了，若有人对你们说，看啊，基督在旷野里，你们不要出去，或说看啊，基督在内屋中，你们不要信。闪电从东边发出，直照到西边。人子降临也要这样。尸首在哪里，鹰也必聚在哪里。
Behold, I have told you before, wherefore if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go and go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there will be the eagles be gathered together.
那弟兄你看看这一段的话。
Brothers and sisters, look at this passage.
很明显的主就说到。
It is very clear, the Lord says.
在那一个时候。
In those days.
有很多虚假的话出来。
There would be many, many false words.
The what?但是那些虚假的话从表面上来看是非常非常像事实的。
But externally, those false words very seemingly are like the truth.
但事实上不是。
But the fact is, they are not.
事实上是假的基督假先知骗人的话。
The fact is that those are the deceitful words from the false Christ and the false prophet.
你留意这里说啊。
Pay attention here.
有人告诉你说基督在哪里
It says if someone tells you where Christ is
主说你们不要信
The Lord says do not believe it
有人说基督在哪里
And some would say he is there
你们也不要出去
And do not go forth
因为基督来
Because Christ comes
是很明显的
It is very clear
不是这样隐藏的
It is not hidden in that way
只是给一些很少数的人所看得见的
It is not only seen by only a small group of people
因为基督一来
Because when Christ comes
所有属神的人都要到他哪里去
All those who belong to God will go to where he is
所以基督一来
And so when Christ comes
就不可能有人告诉你说基督在哪里你为什么还不去
It is not possible that others will tell you that is where Christ is How come you did not go
如果主真的来了
If the Lord indeed comes
有人告诉你你才知道啊
If someone tells you then you know
那你就完了
Then it will be done for you
那你跟主就没有关系
Then you have nothing to do with the Lord
但是我们感谢神
But we thank God
他明明告诉我们
He clearly tells us
主来
When the Lord comes,
好像闪电,
it is like the lightning.
从东边直照到西边,
it will be from the east unto the west.
一转眼之间,
and just in a moment of night,
给照明了,
it is shining light to the, all the earth.
一转眼之间,
in the blink of an eye,
都聚集到主那里去,
and it will be gathered to where the Lord is.
上帝这里末了就所说的,
and just as it says here at the end.
这个话在解释上是比较有点不太容易明白。
Now in interpretation, these words are not easy to understand.
主自己说主降临的日子啊
That it says in the days of the sun's descent
也是这样
It is just like this
狮守在哪里
Wherever the carcass is
鹰也必聚在哪里
There will the eagles be gathered together
但是人说这个话乃是以色列人的他们的一些俗话
And so some say that these are the sayings of the Israelites in those days
但是这个俗话是有事实根据的
But there is a foundation for these words
老鹰都是吃死尸的了
That the eagle eats the carcass
在那个地方有死尸
And wherever there's a corpse
那是鹰就聚到哪里
Then that's where the eagles would gather
主是借着这样的一个他们人中间的说法
And so the Lord uses this saying of theirs
来指出一件事
To point forth one thing
如果主降临的时候
If the Lord descends
主在那里显现
Wherever he appears
所有属神的人都给带到那个地方
All those belonging to God will be led there
用不着别人告诉你你才醒觉哦主来了
You don't need to be told by others then you discover the Lord has returned
如果你要等到别人告诉你你才醒觉是主来了那你就完了
Now you need others to tell you that the Lord has come then you'll be finished
那所以我们感谢神
And so we thank God
许多的话我们的主老早已经跟我们说了
Many words the Lord has spoken to us long ago
特别有一些很吸引我们的话
Especially some words that attract us
主也老早告诉我们了
The Lord has already told us before
不要以为
Do not think
有一些人
When some
他们的话如果是心态的话那我们很容易
That if it's their words, we can see it's very they're false, especially from the liberals.
但是有些人他是另外一种面貌出来。
But some others appear in a different form.
他们不是讲新派的那些道理。
They do not say the doctrine of the liberals.
他们是讲属灵的事。
They tell you spiritual matters.
他把属灵的事讲得头头是道。
And so they seemingly to make sense of all the spiritual matters.
但是到头来你就发觉一件事
But at the very end you discover
他所有的讲论
All the doctrine
没有叫人单单的留意到神的儿子
Do not solely allow for man to only see the Son of God
而是他们是把人带到一些与神的儿子好像 有关系的事上面。
But they'll lead man to some things that seemingly has something to do with the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹们，你记得。
Brothers and sisters, remember.
与主有关的事情永远不能等于主自己。
Those things that have anything to do with the Lord cannot equal the Lord himself.
比方说。
For example.
圣灵的恩赐和主是有关系的。
Now the gifts of the Holy Spirit has a relationship with the Lord.
但是圣灵的恩赐不能等于主自己的。
But the gifts of the Holy Spirit cannot equal the Lord himself.
那些属灵的经历也是如此。
It is the same with spiritual experiences.
属灵的经历如果是准确的。
Now, if the spiritual experience is accurate,
当然是与主有关系。
Of course, it has to do with the Lord.
但是就算是与主有关系的属灵的经历，
though it may be a spiritual experience that has something to do with the Lord,
也不等于主自己。
It also does not equal the Lord himself.
那这一点我们如果不能从主的话的提醒里头抓得很牢。
And so if we cannot grasp tightly this point from the reminder of the word of the Lord,
我们是很容易受骗。
Then very easily we can be deceived.
我们以为我们得着神所喜悦。
We think we have gained something that God is delightful in.
但事实上我们确实偏离了主的旨意，还没有醒悟过来。
But the matter of fact is that we have departed away from the Lord himself, and yet we unknowingly have not even awakened yet.
弟兄姊妹，只要你还记得我们的主说到那一天。
Brothers and sisters, if you still remember our Lord saying on that day,
有很多的人来到主那里。
That many will come into his presence.
他们对主说。
And they will say to the Lord,
主啊，我们不是奉你的名讲道，
Lord,
奉你的名行异能吗？
Lord, have we not preached in your name? Have we not performed miracles in your name?
主说啊。
The Lord will say,
我就明明地告诉他们。
I verily, verily, I say to you,
我不认识你。
I do not know you.
怎么可能有这样的事呢？
How could that be possible?
他们奉主的名讲道。
That they preach in the name of the Lord.
他们奉主的名行神行异能。
That they perform miracles in the name of the Lord.
但是我们的主说他不知道。
But yet our Lord says he does not know.
他不承认。
He does not acknowledge them.
怎么可能会有这样的事呢？
How can those things be possible?
当然一定有这样的事，我们的主才会这样说。
Of course, surely those will happen. That's why our Lord said it.
那为什么会有这样的事？
And so why would those things come about?
我们读到假先知的这一号人物他的活动的时候，我们就明白了。
So then, brothers and sisters, when we read about the false prophet and his activity, then we understand.
因为他面貌像羊羔。
Because his appearance is like a lamb.
说话却像龙。
Yet he speaks as a dragon.
他的话可以很属灵。
His words may be very spiritual.
但是带出来的结果却是与主没有关系。
But the result that brings forth has nothing to do with the Lord.
并且还是与主来相对。
And in fact, it is opposing the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹们，这的确是一个不简单的事情。
So brothers and sisters, that is not a very simple matter.
那然后我们又来再特别注意。
And then let us pay special attention.
这一个假先知啊。
Now this false prophet.
他除了在话语上的迷惑人以外。
Aside from deceiving people with his word.
他的行动也是非常的叫人受迷惑的。
His action is also very deceptive.
因为他的行动呢。
Because in his action.
如果我们从外单单从外面去看。
If we only look at it externally.
你看到神迹奇事。
You will see wonders and signs.
如果人是要追求神迹奇事的。
Now if man were to pursue after wonders and signs.
他一看见神迹奇事，他就已经昏昏迷迷了。
When they see those wonders and signs, they are already confused.
就不辨真假了。
Then they do not know how to distinguish what's true and false.
他说：“哎呦，明明是一个神迹啊！”
They said, "This is truly a miracle."
明明是一个人做不来的事。
It is something that man cannot do.
但是他做到了。
But he is able to do it.
他一定是从主来的。
He must be from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，许多许多成为神儿女的人，有些时候真的是。简单到这样的可怜。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes the children of the Lord is simple, so simple to a condition it is very pitiful.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们在神面前，我们实在需要 追求做一个单纯的人。
Now, brothers and sisters, before the Lord, we do need to pursue to be someone who is very pure.
但是我们却不是做一个简单的人。
But we cannot be like a simpleton.
如果我们是简单的话
Now, we're simple in that way.
那随时随刻我们都是给骗了。
Then at any time, we can be deceived.
但是我们所要的是在是做一个单纯的人。
But what we want to be is someone who is pure.
我们只是单单的认定主的自己。
That we solely acknowledge the Lord Himself.
我们只是单单的认定一切出于主的事。
That we only acknowledge all the things that come from the Lord.
如果不是出于主的。
If it's not from the Lord.
不管它外面怎么像。
No matter how it seems to be like it externally.
我也不会伸出手来接的。
I will not extend my hand to receive it.
如果不是出于主的。
If it's not from the Lord.
不管人说的怎么的。和我的心思又叫我受感动
No matter what is spoken is so to my liking and how moved I am
我也不能移动
I will not move I will not
偏离我所站的那个位
I will not shift my feet to stand somewhere else from my position
你说那我们怎么能分辨这一个呢
So then how can we distinguish this then you say
弟兄姊妹如果我们是单纯
Brothers and sisters if we appear
我们就会分辨
Then we will know how to tell
如果我们是简单
If we're simple
我们就不知道怎么叫做分辨
Then we do not know how to discern
因为只要你接触到了你就觉得是对
Because when you encounter it you think it is great
如果我们是单纯的
But if we appear
弟兄姊妹们这个很自然的一个结果
Then brothers and sisters the result is very natural
你可以碰到许许多多外面很像样的事
You can encounter things that are alike
但是你就是没有办法感觉到主在哪里。
But there's just no way you can feel the Lord's presence there.
你没有办法感觉到你在哪里得了一个很大的释放。
You cannot feel great deliverance there.
你可以在那里有一些感情上的冲动。
You may have some impact from your emotions.
但是你里面动也不动。
But within, you are not moved.
弟兄姊妹们，这是什么
？Brothers and sisters, what is that?
为什么他的话是那样的动听
？Why is it that his words are so moving?
他的动作是那样的吸引人
？His actions are so attractive.
但是我就是觉得缺了一些什么
？But somehow I think something is missing.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们知道
，We know
一切不是出于主的。
All that is not from the Lord.
无论他们装假装到什么，怎么像样。
No matter in their pretense how like how seemingly true it is,
都不能把主带出来的。
They cannot bring forth the Lord.
我们了解到这个情形。
And so when we understand this,
我们看看在这里说的。
Then let us see what is spoken here.
啊，这一个兽啊
，this beast，
它啊看起来。像羊羔
He looks like a lamb.
但说话就像龙
But he speaks like a dragon.
但做出来的事情呢
And what he does,
做出来的事情，在人眼中看来都是神迹奇事
And he does great wonders before man.
刚才我们提到
And we may mention.
到了这一个时候
In this time,
那是政治和宗教都聊在一起
That is religion and politics that united.
政治那一方面是权柄
In politics, it is the authority.
组织上的权柄
It is the authority in the organization.
但是在这个宗教这一方面
But in the aspect of religion,
它也带出了一些好像是属灵的权柄
They also bring forth which is seemingly like spiritual authority.
因为它所带出来的完全是属灵，好像是属灵的事。
Because what they bring forth seemingly are like spiritual matters.
正因为是这样。
And because of that,
它这两个势力一连接起来的时候
，when these two powers unite,
所发出的那个权势啊，那就不是一般人所能抵挡的。
Now the power that comes forth from that is not easily opposed by common people.
那丢时候你来看
，Brothers and sisters, you see
有一件事情
，There's one thing.
主的话说得很清楚
，The Lord's words are very clear.
你怎么知道他不是出于神
？How do you know that it's not from God?
你看他的能力显出来，显得那么像。
When you see the power is so real,
我们看看他显出一些什么事情来。
Look at what he manifests.
啊，十二节
，Verse 12.
他在头一个兽面前施行同一个兽所有的权柄。
And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him.
并且叫地和住在地上的人拜那死伤医好的同一个兽。
And caused the earth and them which dwelt therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed.
这是一个 第一个我们该注意的。
And that's the first thing we need to take note of.
这个假先知
This false prophet,
多事情
he did many things very attractive to man.
但是你看他把人吸引到什么地方呢?
But you see how it attracts man.
吸引到这一个好像也有死而复活经历的这一个假基督那里。
It attracts man to this antichrist, false Christ, who seemingly has the experience of being dead and risen from the dead.
这一个假基督,
Now this false Christ,
他是有死而复活的经历的。
He has this experience of being dead and being raised.
但是他的死而复活的经历是不完整的。
But its experience is not complete.
因为我们上次我们提到他的时候,
Because when we mentioned it last time,
我们也特别, 也没有很详细地指出这一点。
We did not in detail mention about this point.
但是现在我们要来留意这一点。
But now we have to pay attention to that point.
这一个兽有七个头，有十个脚。
That beast had seven heads and ten horns.
如果它真的是经历死而复活的
，If it really did experience being dead and raised from the dead，
它七个头都要死。
All seven heads have to die.
十个脚都要折断。
All the ten horns have to be broken.
但是没有
But no
你看到
You can see
它有十七个头有十个脚
It has seven heads and ten horns
但是只是其中一个头受了死伤
But it was only one head that had the deadly wound
那这一只有当中的部分的受了死伤
And so only a part of it was harmed
是死过
It was dead
所以说是死的伤
And so it's a deadly wound
但他也治好了。
But it was healed.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意圣灵说的。
Brothers and sisters, notice the Holy Spirit's word.
圣灵没有说他复活。
The Holy Spirit did not say it was resurrected.
圣灵说那一个头是死掉了。
The Holy Spirit said that head was dead.
是经历过死了。
That head experienced death.
但确实给医好了。
But was healed.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到那个区别。
Brothers and sisters, you see the difference.
死了。
Dead.
你要么就是复活。
If you're dead, then you're resurrected.
要么你就是一直死下去。
Or you continue to be dead.
病是可以有的医治。
Now, but if you're sick, then you can be healed.
死是不能医治的。
But when you're dead, you cannot be healed.
但圣灵在这里说。
But the Holy Spirit said.
他死。
He is dead.
但是这个死给医好了。
But that death was healed.Brothers and sisters,
这个是他为什么要有这一段的经历呢
？Why would it have such an experience？
因为他又造了一个死而复活的那个假象出来。
It has to give the false phenomenon of being dead and being raised.
所以你说基督是从死里复活的。
And so you say Christ was risen from the dead.
他就说，你看我是有从死里复活的那个记号啊。
Then it would say, I also have that sign of being risen from the dead.
就这么你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
对于那一个低基督是这样。
To the Antichrist, that is what it is.
对于假先知呢。
As for the false prophet.
他所做一切的工作。
All the work it has done.
那个结果呢是把人带去这一个假冒的基督那里。
The result is to bring man to this false Christ.
他在这个假基督的面前能行许多的神迹奇事
And before this false Christ it can perform many wonders and signs
一面是显出受的敌基督的权柄
On the one hand it is to manifest the Antichrist's authority
另外又叫人去敬拜侍奉
And on the other hand, it is to lead men to serve and worship the Antichrist.
那他为什么有那么大的能力来这样做呢
？It has so much authority to do this.
因为他从撒旦那里接受一个权柄。
Because it receives power from Satan.
这个权柄啊，执行出来的时候。
And when this authority is exercised,
我们留意圣经上怎么说。
Let's pay attention to what the scripture says.
13节
Verse 13.
这个是。假先知又能行奇事。
This false prophet also can do great wonders.
在人面前叫火从天降到地上。
So that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men.
你留意中文圣经那里有一个词在那加在上面。
Pay attention to the Chinese translation. There is a term added on.
英文是另外也是类似的这个词叫甚至。
In the English translation, it also have that meaning that even.
甚至。
So even.
甚至可以叫火从天上降下来。
So even that he can make the fire come down from heaven.
是有。火从天上降下来的事。
Yes, there's this matter of fire coming down from heaven.
但是说到甚至上去的时候，你就领会到这一个从火在天上降下来有点勉强。
Now, when you add on this term that even so that he can do this, then that is a little forcing it.
但是为什么他要叫火从天上降下来？
But why would he do this to cause the fire come from heaven?
因为他要证明他是先知。
Because he wants to prove that.He is the false prophet.
因为以利亚曾经叫火从天上降下来。
Because Elijah also caused fire to come down from heaven.
也烧过燔祭，也烧死那些亚哈谢打发去的要抓拿他的人啊。
He also burnt, have the fire consume the burnt offering and also burnt up all those that were sent by Ahaz.
如果他显明他是一个大先知
Now if he can manifest he is a great prophet
他也要叫火从天上降下来
He can cause the fire come down from heaven
这样跟以利亚一比哎呀就比出来了你看我也是先知
And so when you compare that you can compare with Elijah to show that he is a great prophet
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们很明显的看到
Very clearly we can see
这一个假先知
This false prophet
在各方面都做得很像。
In all aspects, he does it very, seemingly to be very real.
但是不管他怎么像。
But no matter how real he seems,
总是留下一条尾巴。
He also leaves his trail behind.
那一条尾巴就是没有把人带到主的面前。
And that tail is that he does not lead man before God.
你看这里也看到了。
Here you can see.
他做的这一切
All that he has done
乃是叫人去拜兽像
It is for the man to worship the image of the beast
他也特别去造一个兽的像
He also created the image of the beast
他能有这样的本领
He has that ability
叫那个造出来的像有身体
And so that the image that was created can be living
好像做出这个赏赐生命的那一种动作
And so seemingly that he is able to give lifeBut brothers and sisters, pay attention.
虽然他做这许许多多的事情都做得很像模像样
And even though all the things he did it seems very real.
但弟兄姊妹们，你要看那个结局。
But brothers and sisters, you must look at the results.
他这个动作
All this action.
把人带到什么地方去呢
Where does it lead man?
如果是他是把人带到神的宝座哪里去
Now if it leads.
这一切是把人带到基督的面光的底下
Now if all that he did all that he spoke brings us into the presence of Christ
而叫人实在是面对面但是在哪里遇见主
That we're able to see the Lord there face to face
里面有主自己的甘甜的充满
That within we can fill with the sweetness of the Lord
弟兄姊妹们我们就觉得说这样的跟随还有点
Then, brothers and sisters, we can say that if we follow in that way, then that seems right.
我们也许会问,
then maybe we'll ask,
难道假先知他不能装假连这个都装出来吗?
That even the false prophet, can they not deceive even in that way?
如果他真的能装到这个地步,他就不是假先知了。
If he is able to pretend even to that way, then he is not a false prophet.
所以假先知所做的无论他做到什么怎么样的像神的儿子所做
So the false prophet and all that he does no matter how real it seems to be what the son of God does
一到结果显出来的时候
When the result shows
你就看到他的狐狸的尾巴了
Then you'll see the fox's tail
他不是把人带到主耶稣基督的
Because it does not lead man before the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他不是把人带到神的宝座那里。
It does not lead man to the throne of God.
他不是叫人在那里与神面对面。
It does not lead man to be there face to face with God.
他只是在那里去享用一些他的权柄里面所带出来的影响。
But only for man to taste and experience some of the effects of his power.
你说那他这个影响有那么厉害吗？
Then you question, is his influence so great?
弟兄姊妹，你注意一下。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to
it. 假基督有一个权柄。
That the false Christ has an authority.
这一个权柄是很厉害。
This authority is very great.
人只能听从他。
That man can only obey him.
人不可以不听从他。
Man cannot but obey him.
如果你不听从他，
If you do not obey him,
马上就把你杀死。
You can be killed immediately.
有些怀疑神的朋友，
and there are some friends who doubt God.
他们也说这个话。
They also say these words.
你们的所传的那个所谓福音啊，
the gospel which you preach,
其实不是福音啊。
Actually, it's not the good news.
因为你传那个福音给我。
Because when you preach that gospel to me,
我不接受的话，
if I do not receive it,
按照你们所传的，
according to what you preach,
我就死定了。
Then I will be condemned.
神就追讨我了。
Then God will chasten after me.
神就扔我到地狱里。
Then he will wing me to the to
hell. 是很凶的。
And so your God is also very fierce.
弟兄姊妹们，我们注意。
Brothers and sisters, let's pay attention.
在表面上看来，
externally,
好像啊，人说出这个也有点道理。
It seems like what they say is logical.
But
brothers and sisters, pay attention to
it.
All that the false Christ does,
是跟那个光景完全不一样。
It is completely from that condition.
神给我们接触到福音。
God allows for us to encounter the gospel.
我们一时接受不过来。
If we die and we do not accept it,
我们不是 die, 我们
if at that moment we do not accept it,
或者一时，我们不能明白过来。
Or at that moment, we cannot understand it.
但神没有马上对付我们。
But God did not immediately deal with us.
神还留下许多的机会。
God still leaves us many chances.
不住的在那里造的机会给我们。
He continues to create the opportunity for us.
总有那么一天。
That one day.
叫我们的心里柔软过来。
So that our hearts would be.
我们就接受主了。
That will accept the Lord.
但是假先知所做的不是这个。
But what the false Christ does is not that.
你不接受他。
If you do not accept him,
他马上就给你弄掉。
He will immediately destroy you.
因为他也知道。
Because he knows.
他能活动的时间充其量也不过是42个月。
The time which he has is but limited to 42 months.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们的神从来不是说。是那样严厉的。
Our Lord has never said he is that strict.
如果说我们的神要显出他的严厉，
Now if our Lord will manifest his strictness,
并不是人，
even if it's man,
多次的拒绝神的怜悯，
how they have rejected and refused his mercy so many times,
是把神逼到最末后的时候神要处理，
that has forced God to the very end of time that he must deal with this.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们的主实在是宝贝的主。
Our Lord indeed is a precious Lord.
他把假先知的那个面貌和他做工的方法和他做工的内容，并且他做工的结果，都给我们揭露出来。
He shows us the appearance of the false prophet, the method in which he works, and the way in which he works, and also the result of his work to us.
在这里你很清楚地看见。
Here you can clearly see.
假基督所做的一切事情都是为了敌基督。
All that the false prophet does is for the Antichrist.
没有为着那些听见这些话的人。
It is not done for those who hear these words.
都是为了敌基督。
It is for the Antichrist.
都是把敌基督举起来。
It is to uplift the Antichrist.
都是把敌基督摆在一个位置上说只有他可以接受敬拜。
It is all to place the Antichrist in a place that is seemingly he is the only one worthy of worship.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主给我们有一个很明确的看见。
The Lord gives us a very clear vision.
不仅是一个看见。
Not only is it clear,
并且是主也给我们一个保护。
But the Lord also gives us this protection.
这个保护不单是在道理上知道是什么回事。
And this protection is not only that we know what it is in doctrine,
同时也给我们有那个生命的感觉。
But also at the same time gives us that feeling of life.
有些时候
sometimes
就是我们在道理上不能有很明确的 把握的时候。
It seems like when we cannot have that full assurance in doctrine,
我们的生命还是在那里提醒我们。
Yet our life is there still reminding us.
还是在那里让我们留意得到。
Our life is there allowing for us to know.
这些是出于主。
This is from the Lord.
这些不是出于主。
And the others are not from the Lord.
叫我们就在这些属灵的事上受了保护。
So that we'll be protected upon those spiritual matters.
那敌基督假先知一个最厉害的一个手法。
Now, the most strongest method of the false prophet.
他乃是在那些跟随他又跟随敌基督的人身上给他们一个记号。
It is upon those who follow him and the Antichrist to give them a mark.
这个记号是怎样我们不知道。
We don't know exactly how this mark is.
现在科技上的发达
But with the advance in technology today
好像慢慢慢慢给人觉得哦将来你的身份证不必带在身上
It seems like in the future you don't need to even bring your IDs with you
因为到了那个时候你的身份证就坐在你的身上
And because in those days your identity would be done on you
你到了那里你那个身份就显露了。
And so wherever you are, that's where you will manifest your identity.
这个记号就让你可以在那里，在那个环境的里边活下去。
And so that identity will allow you to live in those circumstances.
所以十六节那里就提到这样的事。
And so verse 16 mentions about that.
他就叫众人无论大小、贫富、自主的、为奴的，都在右手上或是在额上受一个印记。
And he calls all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads.
除了那受印记有了寿命和有寿命数目的，他不得做买卖。
And that no man might buy or sell, save that who have the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name.
那这个印记是很不得了的。
Now this mark is something great.
决定你生了还是死了。
It'll determine if you can live or die.
你如果真要活下去的话。
Now if you really want to live,
你就受他的印记了。
You must have that mark.
你如果不想活下去了。
If you don't want to live,
你就不接受他的印记了。
Then you don't need the mark.
但是有多少人有这个勇气去拒绝这个印记呢
But who would have such courage to refuse the mark?
好像看起来在那种环境底下不大可能有
It seems like under these situations none would have it
但是圣灵是这样说出来
But the Holy Spirit says
就肯定一定有
Then it tells us surely there are
那是什么人呢
What are those? Who are those?
我们晓得
We know
如果我们连上十二章
If we follow chapter 12,
那富人的其余的儿女应该是不接受他的印记的。
The remnants of the children of the woman would not accept its mark.
在网上的那一个两个见证人传福音的时候，那些愿意接受神的人也不会接受他的印记。
And so also, if we connect that with the two witnesses who preached the gospel, those who are willing to accept God would not receive this mark.
如果不接受他们的印记
If you do not receive their mark
那他们怎么能活呢
So how can those who does not accept live
我们感谢神
We thank God
不是在人的眼见的里面来决定人能不能活下去
It is not by our sight that is determined if they can live or not
而是在神自己的保护的底下他们是照常的活下去
But it is under the protection of God that they can continue to live on
所以我们的主才把这一段话很那么清楚的记录下来
Therefore that's why our Lord records so clearly this passage for us
也说了这么一件事
It also tells us then
凡有智慧这在这里有智慧凡有聪明的可以算计受的数目
Here is wisdom Let him that have understanding count the number of the beast
因为这是人的数目
For it is the number of a man
他的数目是666
And his number is 600 threescore and six
666是什么
Now what is 666
到现在也没有一个很叫人心里感觉满意的一个解说
Now even today there is not an interpretation that is very satisfying to us
过去曾经有些弟兄说
In the past, some brethren have said,
他说这个假先知应该是指着天主教的教王。
Now, this false prophet should be pointing at the Pope of Catholicism.
这个是没有太大的根据的。
Now, there's not too much foundation for that.
虽然他的确是说了许多的事情跟主是抵挡的。
And even though he has spoken many things against the Lord,
但是人家说教王的那一个冠冕上面有一些数字。
But some say that on the crown of the Pope there are some numbers.
那是罗那是就是罗马字了。
And those are the Roman numerals.
那是罗马字啊，你把它加上来，一个加加加都是数字了，一加起来的时候就是666。
And so some say if you add up all those Roman numerals on the crown, it adds up to be 666.
但这个是真的还是假的我也不敢说
Now whether that's true or not I cannot say
不过无论如何我们的主在这里是说了一件隐藏的事
But here our Lord has spoken something hidden
但是也不完全是隐藏
It is not completely hidden
因为他说到如果是有智慧有聪明的你可以算其他的数目
Because he says here is wisdom let him who have understanding count the number
因为这是人的数目
Because this is the number of men
他的数目就是666
And the number is 666
我想主其中有一个很大的可能性
Within there's a very great possibility
因为这里的话 很有玄机在里面
Because in these words there's like a hidden profound secret
他们说我们能懂
It says if we can understand It's because it is the number of a man
既然是人的数目
If it's the number of a man
你就应该懂了
Then you will understand
那怎么应该懂呢
How can we understand then?
弟兄姊妹我们注意
Brothers and sisters, let's pay attention
在圣经的数字的上面
In the numbers of the Bible
六就是人的数目
Six is the number of man
因为神是在第六天造人的
Because God created man on the sixth day
六就是人的数目
Now six is the number of man
那既然是人的数目
Now if six is the number of man
这里把那个数目摆明出来六六六
So here it gives us that number 666
那就是很明显的在那里突出人
It very clearly then would just let man be outstanding
很明显的在那里高举人
There it exalts man
是毫无保留的在那里高举人
That without any reservation it exalts man
弟兄姊妹们这也许能给我们有一点体会
Brothers and sisters maybe that will give us some understanding
这跟刚才我们所交通 的有点关联
It has to do with some of our sharing before. How do you know the false prophet? You can only see if he is only the exalting man that he exalts man from all aspects and he exalts man's talents exalts man's experiences exalts man's education exalts all aspects of man
只要在那里把人举起来
If you would lift up man
弟兄姊妹们你就想
Brothers and sisters then you know
这里头就有假先知的成分
Within then there is the content of the false prophet
虽然我们不能把一些弟兄姊妹们偶然的一些软弱就说假你是假先知
Though we cannot say at times that when brethren are weak, we can say that they're false prophets.
但是如果你碰到一些人,
But if you encounter some,
他们一贯性的,
that continually,
他们不住的在那里高举人,
that they're always their exalting man.
尽管他所高举的是一些属灵的事,
though what they exalt may be some spiritual matter,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这里面就有一些事情值得我们要保留的
Within that there are some things that we have to have some reservations about
因为神把这个666留下来给我们去体会
Because God has left this matter of 666 for us to understand
他绝不会把 一些人根本领会不过来的事情说出来。
He would not say something that man would have no idea about.
既然他说了出来，
If he has spoken it,
那些也就是我们早晚能领会的。
That is also something that we'll understand sooner or later.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们看到在大灾难来临的时候，
We see that when the great tribulation comes,
全地都在这个撒旦的权势的底下来存留。
All the land under the power of Satan will be kept.
而这个存留是透过两个特殊的人物。
And it is
来显明的。
Kept under the condition that is manifested, especially by these two characters.
一个是敌基督。
One is the Antichrist.
一个是假先知。
And the other, the false prophet.
不管是敌基督也好。
Whether it is the Antichrist
是假先知也
好, or the false prophet.
他们所做的一切。
All that they do.
都是把基督压下去，把人抬起来。
It is to suppress Christ and exalt man.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为主老早就把这些事情。
Because the Lord has told us this long before.
叫我们碰到这种光景的时候，
so that when we do encounter this,
我们不轻易相信，也不轻易跟随。
We will not easily believe or easily follow.
我们只是单单认定那一位为我们死而复活的神的儿子。
We only solely look to the Son of God who died and was risen for us.
他是神的羔羊。
He is the Lamb of God.
他背负了人的世人的罪孽。
That he bore the sin of the world.
把人领回神的面光的。
That he leads man back to the light of the face of God.
一切不叫人回到神的面光底下。
And all that does not lead back to the face of God.
肯定不是出于神的。
It is sure that it is not from God.
求主给我们能体会的这一点。
May the Lord give us understanding of this.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这里。
I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.
求主帮助我们，
体会
幕后的事情。
May the Lord help us understand the last.